Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Kick back. Let's have a little fun. A little Friday trivia going into the weekend. By the way, let's say this. We haven't even brought this up today on the show. A big hearty congrats to the young man out of the OVC. That's where he played. You know me. Ja Morant, rookie of the year in the NBA.
You could tell it was coming right from the start of the season as he started putting together some great games that he took control of that award and he never relinquished it. What an unbelievable year, and he's only going to get better. He is a rising superstar. Awesome.
Well, at least that's what the Grizzlies are banking on, that you're correct with that statement.
I would bank on it.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. He is fun to watch. He's going to sell a lot of tickets at the FedEx Forum in Memphis over the years. There's no doubt about it. If they can get him a little bit more help, because the Grizzlies are getting close, he needs a little bit more help. Boy, they could have something special there in Memphis with him.
As the focal point
of that roster.
Yeah, there's some teams like we're watching this unfold right now. We got a pretty good idea that the Lakers have a pretty good shot. You got the Bucks, the number one seed in the East, down 2-0. What are the Warriors? Their run might be over. But you've got some intriguing teams. Like, can Memphis, with the right addition here or there, become a true contender? They've got some good pieces. If they could find a way to get one more big piece somewhere, that's really exciting. Look at the Nets. They've got – everybody's going to predict them maybe to be the favorites in the East next year. Right, with how they've got it lined up with Durant and Kyrie, plus a pretty good team without those two, as we saw.
Steve Nash now.
Now adding Steve Nash to the mix, pretty intriguing. So it's kind of an interesting time in the NBA where it's different. We're entering into a new phase. It's not just whatever team LeBron's on anymore, not that simple anyway. And the Warriors aren't what they have been. We'll see if they can bounce back and become relevant again next year. They probably will.
Yeah, I think they probably will.
But they're, those guys are not getting any younger, and there's a lot of question marks. They're certainly not going to be like, pencil them in, they'll be in the final. It's not like that anymore.
I'm certainly glad that you're seeing the talent spread out a little bit, and you're having teams have like a big two rather than a big three. So, that could make it a little more interesting, like you just said, Willie, that it's more than just LeBron, wherever LeBron is. So I do like that part of it. But I'm excited to be able to go to games again and go watch Ja Morant in person because I've actually never been to a Grizzlies game. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
Guys, let's hit the breaking news sounder. Elijah?
He's efforting.
I know. It has come to our attention on Twitter that Amanda, who is the better half of Ryan Porth, until she starts bringing up Joel Quenneville to me, she's the better half.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
I love this tweet. This is a good tweet right here.
But Amanda has tweeted out. This is going back to last hour. This time, last hour, when Ryan Porth got on our airwaves, made a special appearance on You Just Made the List, and just trashed a furniture company here in town, a local furniture company. And this is all over an end table. Amanda says, I want it to be formally known that I did make a comment last night that maybe we should find something that is similar and also way cheaper than this stupid end table. When Ryan's comments were, when asked the question, He said Amanda is 110. I think he said 110, did he not? Not 100%. 110% behind him.
Yes.
Which doesn't exist, but I guess he was trying to make a point. 110% behind his decision to keep plowing ahead on this end table. Keep forging, keep going down this path. No matter how long it takes, it's the special end. It's the end-all, be-all of end tables. Where Amanda is now kind of disputing that on Twitter, saying, I kind of told you last night, maybe we should look at something else. Comparable. Just saying. Wanted to pass that along.
That is Blinken Fertilizer.
Thank you, Vin.
Vin, who is now following the game.
I know.
On Twitter.
I know.
What do you guys think about that?
Well, if you look at the followers that are the people, the accounts he's following, I don't really have a good explanation of why he decided, but I'm glad
I'm talking about Amanda.
Oh, Amanda. Okay. Well, you didn't transition.
I'm not talking about Vin hitting the follow button. I know we don't know why. It's cool. That's great. But what do you make of Amanda's claim that as of last night she told him, maybe we should look elsewhere?
I'm not surprised.
Maybe we should punt this end table.
I questioned Ryan's answer on that.
Oh, really? Why didn't you bring that up?
Because he'd already taken 15 minutes of the show telling this story. I mean, how long do you want this to go? We had callers. We had loaded lines.
Hey, Crispy, as Crispy says, bring the passion. He brought the passion.
Yeah, I'm a man of the people, so I brought the people.
Okay. Well, we need more loaded lines this hour because we've got great prizes to give out, but you're going to have to get involved. Its bottom line is it's Friday Trivia. And yeah, there's three of us today, and so you're going to have to go through three rounds. But we've got Dunkin' Donuts gift cards that Hal Gill is not eligible for, Bailey's Sports Grill gift cards, and is that everything? Yeah, so some gift cards there for today's winners. So there you go. 615-737-1025. That is our phone line, how you can get involved, and that's driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. Mine is short and sweet and to the point and simple. College nicknames. That's what I've got. College nicknames. And you're going to have a quick time, 3 seconds. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3. Need an answer. If not, going to have a buzzer.
Okay,
either you know it or you don't.
Okay. Mine's going to be pretty straightforward, too. In honor of Ja Morant, it will be Rookies of the Year in various sports. Rookies of the Year.
Rookies of the Year. Okay.
I like that. Mine will be the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Where is it?
Yes.
It's in Canton, Ohio.
Well, you just gave away the answer.
Oh.
Now I got to come up with a new category. Nah, it has to do with that. Either naming a Hall of Famer or a team related to a Hall of Famer, but all questions are related to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Okay. So there you go. Three layers. It's not that hard. You can do it. We've had winners every single week, and this Friday should be no different. 615-737-1025. Also, Adrian Peterson was let go by the Washington football team today. So he is out on the streets. Can he make it another season in the NFL? That would be year 22, I think, as a running back in the league. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, speaking of that. He'll be in Canton one day. But he has been released from Washington. And my guess is he'll probably land on another team, I would think.
I would think so. I would totally think so.
He's still been productive. Whatever you think, he's been productive.
It was 2 years ago, I think he had over 1,000 yards. Let's see. Last year, 898. The year before, just over 1,000 with Washington. So, I mean, he can still give you something. Maybe not like he used to, but you don't need him to.
No. Well, he's definitely not going to be like he used to, but he's still very productive, so especially a guy at his age. So Just wanted to pass that along. All right, let's. We need some callers. I would love to get away with Willie not giving the speech, but we may have to at some point.
I've already put it out on Twitter. I put a version of the speech out on Twitter to try to, you know, hit that realm of the universe, the Twitter universe, the Twitterverse. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad to do it on the air as well, if need be. Okay. I mean, I think people know by now what a great conversation piece. And I mean, it's a long weekend. It's Labor Day weekend. There's more time that you're going to have, leisure time to hang, more conversations where you say, you know what, I called Darren Donick Jace. I tried to go for the trivia. Here are the questions I had, and I climbed the mountain. I won the gift card, or I came up a buck short.
And I'm eligible next week.
And I'm eligible again next week. Can you guys help me out? Here are the questions. Here's why I went wrong. What should happen here? But all you got to do is participate. You'll have a story to tell one way or the other. You have absolutely nothing to lose. 615-737-1025.
And everything to gain.
You have everything to gain.
And, oh, by the way, now that I think about it, this may be it, right?
This is, yeah.
Yeah, this is it. We're starting pick six next week.
Oh, man.
Can you believe that? Wow. All right, let's go to Scott. Let's see if Scott can give it a whirl. Scott, welcome into Friday Trivia.
Hey, what's going on?
Where would you like to start?
Do nicknames first.
Nicknames first. All right. Raleigh Massimino once coached the basketball team at this school. Cleveland State, need their nickname.
I got no idea. I'll guess the Indians.
Is it A, Tigers? Is it B, Cobras? Is it C, Vikings?
Okay, we'll go Vikings.
Vikings is the guess, and that is correct.
Hey, what happened to the 3 seconds? I didn't know this was multiple choice.
I wanted to get Scott. I want to get the vibe going. I want this kid going. He said, "I have no idea." Fine, I'll give you multiple choice.
Man, that was very charitable, Scott. You got a huge break because you were the first caller, because you dared to call in and be the first. You deserve that break.
Yeah, thanks for the assist in honor of Steve Nash getting the job. We'll go with that one.
Boom.
Okay.
Boom.
There you go. Nice. Nicely done. All right. Where would you like to go next?
What was the – not the Hall of Fame one, but the other one.
NFL Hall of Fame.
And Rookies.
And Rookies of the Year.
Yeah, we'll go Rookies of the Year.
All right. Rookies of the Year. Michael Jordan was not the first pick in the draft in 84. The 84-85 season was his rookie year. Hakeem Olajuwon was the first pick. There were also a number of other excellent rookies that season. Who won the Rookie of the Year? Michael Jordan's first year. Was it Hakeem Olajuwon, Michael Jordan, or other?
I don't remember, so I'll say Hakeem.
You say it was Hakeem Olajuwon.
Sure.
That is incorrect.
All right.
It was Michael Jordan. He did win the Rookie of the Year.
Thank you, Scott. You have a great weekend.
Right. Thanks, Scott.
Both were outstanding, but Michael Jordan won it.
All right, let's go to Marcus. Marcus, you're up next. Welcome into Friday Trivia.
How's Vegas?
Appreciate it.
Where would you like to start?
Let's do mascot.
All right, nicknames. Okay, Marcus, here we go. All you have to do is identify the school that does not have the nickname Bulldogs, okay?
Aye.
That's all you have to do is the team that does not have the nickname Bulldogs. Is it A, Butler? Is it B, Buffalo? Or is it C, Georgia? The school that does not have Bulldogs as their nickname. Butler, Buffalo, or Georgia?
Buffalo, final answer.
Buffalo, final answer. Is he right? He is.
They all have Bull.
He
They all have Bull.
Okay.
Not all have Bulldogs.
Did you know they were the Bulls? Or you just knew that they weren't the Bulldogs?
I just knew they weren't the Bulldogs.
Okay.
But now that you say it, I know.
Okay. All right. We want to go Pro Football Hall of Fame or Rookie of the Year?
Let's do Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Pro Football Hall of Fame. All right. These quarterbacks, true quarterbacks that I'm going to name, how many of them went, and I'm going to give you multiple choice, went first overall? Terry Bradshaw, John Elway, Troy Aikman. One, two, or three went first overall?
One.
You say one. Only one of the three went first overall? Final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Two.
All three of them. All three of them were the first overall pick.
Wow.
That's what I said. Three.
Nice try. Nice
Good job,
try,
Marcus.
Marcus.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was
I
good
just like to. I like
that.
To
that was very gettable. Very gettable.
Good attempt by him, though. I like that.
Yeah, that was good. It's good.
He tried to play the Jedi mind trick on us. 737-1025. Let's go. Who's up next? Let's go. Let's get this.
Let's go. Ready. Let's go. Let's go. John, you're up next. County, welcome in. Welcome in.
Let's get it, boys.
All right. Where do you want to start?
Let's do pro football.
Pro football.
Hall of Famers. Okay. Of the which franchise does not have a Hall of Famer? Do you want multiple choice?
Yeah.
Is it the Houston Texans, the Jags, or the Detroit Lions?
Jaguars.
He says the Jaguars. That is correct.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey! Done. That was tough.
The Texans have a Hall of Famer?
They do. They do.
Who
Texans
is it?
Texans have a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. Didn't spend a majority of his career there, though.
Ed Reed.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a good question. That's a tricky one.
What? Ed Reed?
Yes, he ended his career in Houston.
He did.
Wow. Yeah. Gosh. That's a good one. All right, John, where would you like to go next?
So, nickname.
Let's go nicknames. All right. How about Air Force? Air Force. The nickname of Air Force is one, two, three. Need an answer.
The Flying Corps.
The okay. Flying Corps. That is not a bad guess. John says the Flying Corps. I wish that was the correct answer.
He was kind of close because the first letter was right, and it does fly.
It does fly. But I was looking for Falcons. The Air Force Falcons.
Maybe next time. Thanks, gentlemen. Y'all have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you for the call. Flying Corps. That was good. All right, let's take a deep
Air
breath.
Air Force Flying Corps.
We need winners. We need winners. We'll come back. More phone calls. 615-737-1025. 737-1025. More Friday trivia next. Join The Cure for our friends, their annual charity golf tournament that benefits cystic fibrosis families. That'll be Saturday, September 26th at 12 Stones Golf Course. This golf tournament is their biggest event of the year. They're offering a 1 p.m. tee time, snacks and beverages on the course, and a catered dinner by Courtney's of Mount Juliet. For more information, go to thegamenashville.com and click on the events tab. We've got Dunkin' Donuts gift cards and Bailey's Sports Grill gift cards on the line. And to do that, you have to call in on the phone line, which is driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's 737-1025. at the area code 615-737-1025. It's that simple. Get college nicknames, Pro Football Hall of Fame, and Rookies of the Year. Want to get you involved. Jump in there. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're up next. Welcome in.
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about y'all? I love the show, by the way. I listen to it every day.
Appreciate
that. All right.
Where would you like to start?
Let's start with nicknames for 1,000.
Nicknames for 1,000.
With the Jeopardy music.
All right, Jeremy. This is the question. I'm going to give you three schools. One of them has the nickname of Wildcats. Tell me which school has the nickname of Wildcats. Is it A, Davidson? Is it B, Duquesne? Or is it C, DePaul? DePaul with the L. It's not the W, DePaul. DePaul.
I can't remember if it's Bobcats or Wildcats, but I'm going to go Davidson.
He doesn't know if it's Bobcats or Wildcats. We're looking for Wildcats. He says Davidson. Is he right? Yeah, Gus tells you you are correct. Of course, Steph Curry played at Davidson. Our own Dr. Peter Cobb, who joins the show from time to time to give us health news. We've had him on a lot. Peter Cobb, Dr. Peter Cobb, went to Davidson. So good job. All right. Where would you like to go next?
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Pro Football Hall of Fame. All right. Which of these teams did Hall of Famer Warren Moon not play for? A, the Minnesota Vikings. B, the San Diego Chargers. Or C, the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm going to say the San Diego Chargers.
San Diego Chargers, that's the answer, and that is correct. Spent his last year with the Chiefs, or last 2 years with the Chiefs.
His heart rate is rising. I can tell he's one step away from a championship. All he's got to do is answer a Rookie of the Year question. So here it goes for the gift card. You can feel the drama. You can feel it rise, the tension. This defensive Rookie of the Year. Now, in the Associated Press, in the NFL, they award an offensive and defensive Rookie of the Year. This linebacker out of the University of Tennessee won the Defensive Rookie of the Year award in 2008 for the New England Patriots. Who was it?
Oh, I know this one already. That's Jerod Mayo.
It is Jerod Mayo, and you are a winner.
Boom.
Well done.
Just like that.
Good job, Jeremy.
Man, had to make y'all's audience seem a little smarter.
Jeremy, we're going to put you on hold, info. And get you a gift card, okay?
That's what's up. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right. Got a winner. See, we came out of the break.
That simple.
Everybody got in that right mindset, and we got ourselves a winner. All right. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. Glad to be back for another week.
Yeah. Where would you like to start?
I'll start with the nicknames because you're asking all these older ones. But I'm not good with the older stuff, so I'll start with the nickname.
Okay. All right, Alex, I'm going to give you multiple choice.
Okay.
East Tennessee State, also known as ETSU.
Yes.
Is it A, the Buccaneers? Is it B, the Pirates? Or is it C, the Warriors? East Tennessee State, ETSU, Buccaneers, Pirates, or Warriors? Need an answer.
It's either the Buccaneers or the Pirates. The Buccaneers, I think.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer, Buccaneers.
Final answer, Buccaneers. Is he right? Indeed, he is. The ETSU Buccaneers. Pirates, the East Carolina is the Pirates, so be careful there.
I knew it was something like that.
Yeah.
Know?
Mm-hmm. The Battle in Bucks.
The Battle in Bucks, who we loved, their basketball coach who just left to go to Wake Forest. We love having him on. Okay. Pro Football Hall of Fame or Rookies of the Year?
The thing is, with these two, I'm only 16, and you're asking these 2008 questions. So I
2008 is recent for me.
I guess I'll go with the Rookies of the Year next.
All right. Here it is. In 2008, it happens to be that my next question was 2008, Kevin Durant won the NBA Rookie of the Year. Kevin Durant won it. But here's the question. The team he won it for is no longer named what it is today. What was the name of the team that he won the Rookie of the Year for? They moved to a different place after he won it.
Who did he play for, the Nets?
He currently plays for the Nets, but he has bounced around. But if you think back to who he played for, they weren't called that when he first got into the league. They moved. So we're going to test your knowledge of moving franchises here. Kevin Durant won the Rookie of the Year, but what was the name of the team? They are now, they're about to enter a different league in a different in a different sport.
Okay. You've done enough hints.
Okay.
Enough hints.
You were feeling charitable.
Sport?
That's just a clue.
Uh-huh.
Like, can you repeat that? A different league and a different sport?
The team, well, the city that he played in is about to enter a different league in a different major league sport because they lost their team that Kevin Durant played for in 2008 in a different sport.
Oh, Seattle? Because of the NHL team? That's what I would think.
Is that your final answer?
Okay, but is that the full answer?
Seattle who?
Seattle who? Didn't they have...
What was
I'm
their
not
nickname?
Big on basketball. So, would it have been the Seattle Nets?
The Seattle, Nets. The Seattle Nets.
I knew that from the start. I was thinking a new team in another league. I was thinking Seattle for the Kraken.
Well, you're right. No, you're going down the right path.
Yeah, it is Seattle.
It is Seattle.
But you don't know the name of their basketball team.
They were super.
They have good burgers.
Great cheddar peppers.
Supersonics.
The Supersonics. The Seattle Supersonics.
They have good shakes.
May they rest in peace.
Nice, yeah.
Thank you, Alex.
Guys. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. Alex.
I got to say, I miss the Supersonics uniforms, the green and gold. I thought those were pretty cool.
Those were awesome. During The Last Dance, I loved that episode where they featured the Sonics.
That was a fair question, right? A little young to know that, but if you know a little NBA, you probably could have figured
You gave him the proper hints.
Yeah.
It was there for the taking.
It was there. All I can do is pass it right on the money. You got to catch it and lay it in for the layup.
The Seattle Nets. By the way, he even nailed the Kraken. They don't even exist.
He got Seattle. He figured out the hint. He just didn't know about the Sonics. He didn't know.
All right.
You don't know, you don't know. That's okay.
He's got a good voice for a 16-year-old, by the way.
Yeah. He's got a bright future.
He does.
He's got a chance for Rookie of the Year.
Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, welcome into Friday Trivia.
How we doing?
We're doing great. How about you? Where would you like to start?
Not bad. Let's go with stick with you, Darryl. Let's go with the nicknames.
Okay. How about I give you an OVC school? Would you be okay with that? They're going to play football, by the way, this team. This school has said, you know what? We're playing. We're scheduling games.
Austin Peay?
Like Austin Peay, yes. But I'm looking for Eastern. No, I'm looking for Eastern Kentucky. EKU.
Oh, damn.
Okay, that's okay. Hold on. Hang with me here. Is it A, Panthers? Is it B, Royals? Or is it C, Colonels? Panthers, Royals, Colonels. Which one, Eastern Kentucky nickname?
Panthers.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, sir.
Panthers is the guess.
Damn. Oh. Thank you, guys. Have a good
day. All right. Thank you. You too.
MPs, guard the Colonel.
By the way, Eastern Illinois is the Panthers.
That's right.
Yeah.
But Eastern Kentucky is the Colonels.
Do you know their head coach?
Roy Kidd.
This is not Roy Kidd.
Is it Nathan Jessup?
It isn't. It is not Nathan Jessup. Walt Wells. Walt Wells spent some time at Western Kentucky, at Tennessee, buddy with our buddy Joe Dubin. So shout out to Coach Wells.
Wow, look at you. Joe just got really excited here.
He did. He's going to be proud of me for bringing that up.
I know. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Let's see what we got here. By the way, the screenshot works so much better. Although I cannot enlarge it.
I was about to say it's too small for you.
I was going to say it's a little too small.
Do you want me to help you?
Yeah, let's pray. This latest one's a little too small.
Let's go to Gary. Gary's next up.
Gary, welcome into Friday Trivia.
Thank you, fellas. TGIF.
Yeah, where would you like to start?
Let's go with nicknames there, fellas.
All right. Let's popular go nicknames. One. Yeah.
By the way, I was thinking of the Seattle Supersonics, man. Those shorts, greens, nice and tight. Man, back in the day.
With the big old tube socks and the green stripes. Kind of like that. Yeah. Hey, Sean Kemp would have known the answer to that.
Exactly.
All right, let's go FIU, Florida International University, FIU.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Okay. Is it A, the Panthers? Is it B, the Bulldogs? Or is it C, the Lions? FIU.
It's a cat, so I'm going to go with the Panthers.
It's a cat. He's saying it's not a okay, but a lion?
Whatever you want to call it, Panthers.
Okay, all right. So Panthers is your final guess?
Yes, sir.
Hey!
That is correct.
What was that background?
That is a Harry, I guess, whatever Harry Carey going, hey, I guess that's correct.
Oh, got it.
I guess that means it's the right answer.
Good.
All right, where would you like to go next?
Hall of Famers?
All right.
Hall of Famers.
This Hall of Fame wide receiver, while known for a tremendous career, there is one moment that he's really well known for that took place on January 3rd, 1993. It is simply known as the comeback, when he led his team to rally from a 32-point deficit to win. Three touchdowns in the second half. Can you name this Hall of Famer?
Did you give his position?
Wide receiver.
Yes, okay. Just to clarify, it was a wide receiver.
Comeback game. Comeback Hall of Famer. Comeback game. Three touchdowns?
They were down by 32. We have talked about it on the show. It is a very sore subject for Floyd Reese.
Oh, see. Okay. There you go. That's all the hints you get.
Oh, man. Floyd Reese is upset about it, huh?
Yes, because his team was ahead 35-3 in the second half, but lost to this team, and this Hall of Fame wide receiver had three touchdown catches in the second half. January of 1993.
Played for the Bills.
Did he?
Did he play for the Bills?
Did he?
God.
Let's say he did. Like, who would be your answer? Let's just say he did.
Feel like I've given he's gotten
James
his
Lofton.
Many.
Did you say James Lofton?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Oof.
God. Could be.
Oh man.
James Lofton did play for the Bills, and he is in the Hall of Fame.
I'm sticking with it.
James Lofton is the answer. Gary, that is incorrect.
Wow.
That is Blinken Fertilizer.
Andre Reed.
Andre Reed. That's what we're looking for. Thank you for the call,
136 yards.
Both right there. Done.
I know.
Yep.
It's a good guess, though. James Lofton was right there. I don't think he was still with the Bills by then. He was on the first.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. Yeah. I was thinking both of those guys. I went with the other one. Dang it.
Yep. I made it as difficult and easy as I possibly could all at the same time.
Appreciate it, fellas.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Take care. See ya.
Your Cowboys have cut Ha-Ha.
Yeah.
Clinton Dix.
They did. That's not a joke.
That is not a joke.
It's not. It's no laughing matter.
It is not a laughing matter. Okay, where are we going next?
Let's go to Tony.
Tony,
welcome in.
Good afternoon, guys. Great questions.
All right. Well, thank you. Where would you like to start?
Let's start with nicknames.
Nicknames.
I feel like everybody's going to Darren. They feel like Darren is the easiest one.
It's true.
I think everybody knows nicknames.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong. Hey, look, get going. Get on a roll. Get some confidence going. Build up, you know, that's fine.
Little self-esteem works good for everybody. I hope I get it right.
Okay, how about this basketball program in particular has – you know, become a staple around the NCAA tournament. Like, at first they were a great story. Now we just come to expect them every year with huge expectations. Gonzaga.
You know, every time I knew I'd probably get one of the topics or areas that I wouldn't know that much about, but I'm going to stick with it. Okay. Go with the basketball.
So, Gonzaga. Give me the nickname for Gonzaga.
Well, a lot of people just call them the Zags.
They do, but that is not their official nickname. You're right, though.
I knew I'd get stumped on this.
That's their nickname.
Eastern Illinois. I knew Eastern Kentucky. Gonzaga. Like I say, I watch the basketball, but I don't keep up with all the nicknames of basketball. I guess they're Bulldogs, but I don't know.
Bulldogs, but I don't know.
That's
is the guess?
I'm guessing with.
Okay. Is he right?
Pay that man his money.
Boom.
Very good.
Tony, clutch.
Very good.
Pulled that one out of left field.
Yeah. Well, they've pulled out some shots in the past. Yeah.
They have. They're a great program, but like everybody, just call them Zags.
You're right. That's the tricky one because most people just say Zags, but they're actually the Bulldogs. Okay. Where would you like to go next?
Hall of Famers.
All right. Hall of Famers. I will, and I will give you multiple choice on this.
Thank you.
Who is the only punter in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Is it Reggie Roby, Shane Leckler, or Ray Guy?
Funny you ask this. I was a punter in high school and college. I do believe, boys, that's tough between Guy and Roby. And, of course, Guy, there's been a lot of talk about Ray Guy should be. I'm going to go with Reggie Roby.
Reggie Roby is the guess. You should have gone with Ray Guy.
Should have gone with Ray Guy. I knew it. I thought this was one of the trap questions. I should have stuck with Ray Guy. We all know the Southern Miss leg is unbelievable.
You should have punted, Tony.
I knew it.
You should have punted.
I knew it.
Oh, boo.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Fun playing.
Have a great weekend.
Reggie Roby, actually, may he rest in peace, a former Tennessee Oiler.
Yep.
Yes.
In fact, he
was living here, wasn't he?
I think he was replaced by Craig Hendrick, right? He was the punter up until Craig Hendrick.
He was. He spent his last year in San Francisco, and yes, he did. When he passed away, he was in Nashville.
Thank you, Elijah. Elijah sent a new screenshot. I don't need my glasses anymore. That was perfect.
Is that better?
Yeah, they're huge. Huge names. All right, we'll come back. And we will finish with another round of phone calls, 615-737-1025. It's the last chance for Friday Trivia. We start pick six next week. Get in there. More prizes to give away. ESPN 1025 The Game. Tonight, 6 o'clock, Nate and TD, right? Don't they have a special guest? Did I see this correctly?
They do.
I know they just have a picture of him. Is that who? I don't think I've seen where they've actually named the special guest.
There's been a lot of teasing.
Not been anything officially put out there?
Is that what you're saying?
I don't think I've seen it.
I've just seen the picture, and
so is it safe to say that, or is it trickery? Because the picture's of Chris Johnson.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
So supposedly Chris Johnson will join.
That is what I am told.
Okay. We'll join.
They've been doing some trickery there. But 6 o'clock Nate, tonight, Nate and TD, Nate you will TD. Not want to miss that.
Yeah. There you go. There's a little plug for you right here on 102.5 The Game. All right, last call for Friday Trivia. Last call. Let's go to Logan. Logan, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I was late to the show. What are we playing for?
Oh, we got gift cards. We got Dunkin' Donuts gift cards and Bailey Sports Bar gift cards.
All right. Sounds good.
So where would you like to start?
I'll go with nicknames as well.
All right, let's go with the nicknames. Let's go with the nicknames.
I got great stuff here.
Larry Bird went to this school. Indiana State. Quite a magical run when he was there. Are they A, the Huskers, B, the Hoosiers, or C, the Sycamores?
That would be C, the Sycamores.
C, the Sycamores. Is he right?
Fires! Yeah!
Did you know that without the multiple choice, or did you need it?
I knew it, but the multiple choice refreshed my memory.
The Huskers, now help me with this, guys. I just kind of threw that out there. Was it Hickory in the movie Hoosiers? Weren't they the Huskers, or no? Did I just make that up?
Of course they were the Huskers.
Okay,
yeah, I thought that's why I thought you did it. Yeah.
You just always knew that it was Hickory.
Taken credit for that.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. All right. Okay, where would you like to go next?
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
John Randall, the defensive tackle, is best known for his Hall of Fame career with the Minnesota Vikings. But can you tell me the team that he spent his final three seasons with, in his first year with this team, he had 11 sacks. Is it Seattle, the New York Jets, or the Dallas Cowboys?
You said Seattle, the New York Jets, or the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
And that's who he spent his last 3 years with?
Last three seasons with one of those teams.
I'm pretty sure that'd be Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle is the guess.
He's pretty sure.
That is correct. Seattle Seahawks.
Thank you, Gus. All right. Rookies of the year for the win.
For the win, I'm going to even allow you to choose the sport. Baseball, football, basketball, or hockey. Which rookie of the year subject would you like? What sport?
You're just so generous.
Give me NFL.
NFL. Here you go. The Tennessee Titans. Since the franchise has been known as the Tennessee Titans, they have had one defensive rookie of the year. Who was it?
Was that Javon Curse 99?
I don't know. Was it? Is that your final guess?
Oh, is this one multiple choice or no?
It is not multiple choice.
Yeah, then final guess.
Final guess, Javon Curse 1999. We have a winner. It is Javon Curse.
Yes. The freak. Logan, well done. Well done. We're going to put you on hold and get you a gift card, okay? Thanks for playing.
All right. You guys have a great day. Appreciate it.
You too.
Have to move fast, but we have time for one more.
All right. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're up next here on Friday Trivia. Welcome in.
Yeah, hello, guys. How you doing? Happy Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, same to you. Where would you like to start?
Nicknames.
Nicknames. I'm not going to give you multiple choice. I'm just going to simply ask you about this Big 12 school, Iowa State. Iowa State is whom? Who are they?
The Cyclones.
The Cyclones is the guess. And yes.
We like Gus.
I was going to say, do we have anything other than Gus?
Gus.
Hey, I'm multitasking. So
he's getting hoarse.
I was hoping I would get the right one.
He's getting hoarse.
Gus is going to lose his voice. All right. Pro Football Hall of Fame or Rookies of the Year?
The Hall of Fame.
All right, Mark. Multiple choice. How many first overall picks are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? A, 4. B, 14, or C, 24.
Chase, this is a little degree of difficulty is a little steep here.
No, okay. Well, do you want another one? I can give him another
multiple
one.
Choice.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to say 24.
24 is the guess?
Uh-huh.
That is incorrect. 14 is the answer.
Oh, all right.
Thank you, Mark.
I appreciate it.
All right. You have a good weekend.
I'm going to admit, I was a little hesitant
because
I was like, is that hard? Is that not hard?
How many people really know McCon?
I mean, the stat's out there. It's been out there.
All right. Since I have all these great questions and I didn't get to ask any, let's have Darren versus Chase versus Elijah, whoever.
Well, we
got to
move it. We got to move.
Right, no, this is rapid fire. In 2010, the Giants played the Rangers in the World Series. They each had the Rookie of the Year. Can you name one of them?
Buster Posey.
Buster Posey.
Boom. Anybody know the Ranger?
The Ranger pitcher. Would have been pitcher.
Relief pitcher. Fizzled out.
I don't know.
Neftali Feliz.
Yeah, never. No chance.
Pecorine, we think in his rookie year, should have won the Rookie of the Year. 08-09. What goalie won the Rookie of the Year that season for Columbus?
Big Bob?
Not Big Bob. Good
no,
guess.
It wasn't Big Bob.
Big Bob came up with the Philly Flyers. Mason, but...
Oh, Steve Mason. Yeah.
Steve Mason.
Steve
Mason. I forgot.
Where
all
are
that.
They now?
Yeah,
I forgot where all are
he's
they
probably
now?
Doing a trivia show somewhere.
And who is the only other Grizzly to win the NBA Rookie of the Year besides Ja Morant?
Z-Bo.
Nope.
Was it...
Marc Gasol.
Not Marc Gasol.
Pau Gasol.
Yes. Yes!
Wow.
Yes!
Good
and it
stuff.
Counts!
Good stuff. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. Be safe out there. Have a good one. We want you back with us.
We emptied the barrels.
We did. We want to see you Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.